Imagine taking just a few photos and having a computer generate a perfect, explorable 3D world. Fantastic for video games and for training self-driving cars. That's the incredible promise of neural fields. But that promise often hits a snag. The training process frequently gets stuck in bad spots, leaving us with blurry results, lumpy surfaces, or weird floating artifacts in the scene. Not quite the digital worlds we hoped for. Now, what if a surprisingly simple tweak during training could cut through that? This work introduces a clever, almost elegant way to help these powerful models avoid these pitfalls, leading to significantly sharper reconstruction and fewer pesky floaters. And in a moment, we'll look at another technique. One that brings motion to these scenes so they are not just still images anymore, but living, moving worlds we can step into. This one is something you can play with right now. I'll show you how. First, the noise paper. Let's see how they do it. Are you kidding me? You just add some noise during training, let it fade out over time, and that's it. So, kind of like adding fog over a beautiful landscape, and then, over time, making it disappear would somehow make it better? Would adding chaos lead to order later? Well, I will believe it when I see it. Dear fellow scholars, this is 2-Minute Papers with Dr. Károly Zsolnai-Fehér. Let's have a look by growing an armadillo out of nothing. A previous technique starts out well, but unfortunately, we get extra floating artifacts, a neck pillow, and more. Now, the new method starts out quite jumpy. I am not so sure about that. And, oh my, look at that! It stabilizes quickly, and then we get our armadillo, but without the problem part. Loving this. Same when growing a bunny. So far so good, but it gets better. Now, let's try to create real geometry from a 3D point cloud. Oh yes, the Sibenik castle looks alright even with the previous method. Until, oh goodness, the authors refer to this as disastrous artifacts, and I think the name is apt. Okay, but can their method create a better reconstruction? Oh yes, yes it can! Finally, the flat parts of the geometry are truly flat. And look, the disaster has been averted. What a relief! And we will have a look at this other work too in a moment that is about movement in these virtual worlds, so we can appear not just as a still image, but really inhabit these worlds. Now, when using neural radiance fields to build 3D scenes, due to the neural network training process getting stuck, we get these really annoying floating artifacts. This is not usable. So, does training with a bit more noise help this problem? Ooh, I can't believe it! These results are not perfect, but they are so much cleaner. This is a huge step forward. And I love how it can grow a better chair and hot dog than previous methods. And the best part? The trick works on practically any type of neural field you throw it at. Seriously, it's nearly as simple as just adding some noise during training. And now, this one is from a different research group. Okay, so getting clean, static scenes is fantastic, but what about motion? Real life moves, sometimes wildly. So this one goes a step further. It renders scenes in motion using Gaussian splats. It teaches these tiny little Gaussian blobs that build up the scene to dance to their own little animation scripts. The result? Complex motions that were previously hard to handle. People walking, adorable fluff balls, wagging their tails, these suddenly run in real time and in higher quality. And yes, they made an interactive viewer for it. You'll notice that the dog might look a bit like a collection of little lumps or brushstrokes, but the way it moves through the scene, absolutely beautiful. And hold on to your papers, fellow scholars, and look at that! More than 450 frames per second. Goodness, yes, it can do all this up to 7 times faster than previous techniques with equivalent or even better quality. The reason for that is that most previous methods twist the whole scene to simulate motion. This one, it just lets each blob move on its own. Imagine bending a whole puppet just to move one arm. That is what older methods do. But this one says, let's just move the arm instead, nothing else. And the quality remains equivalent or even better. That is absolutely incredible. What a time to be alive! Make sure to play with its interactive viewer in the video description. So, real-time virtual worlds, not just for film studios, but for all of us. Imagine filming your dog and within minutes taking it for a walk in 3D in a virtual wonderland. And yes, that future is getting closer super fast. Loving this. Here you see me running the full DeepSeek AI model through Lambda GPU Cloud, 671 billion parameters, running super fast and super reliably. This is insane. I love it, and I use it on a regular basis. Lambda provides you with powerful NVIDIA GPUs to run your own chatbots and experiments. Seriously, try it out now at lambda.ai/papers or click the link in the description.